Hello.
Hi, Julie. This is John over at Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, John. Sorry I missed you yesterday.
It's okay. I know life happens, you know. So, is everything all right, though?
I was really busy. And, yeah. I'm just like, I'm always on the run. I had to go get my kids, and it was just, you know, end of the day kind of stuff. So.
No, no worries. It's okay. You got some free time right now?
Well, I'm in the car, so you got me for as long as I don't lose you for.
All right, sounds good. So far as everything, you know, working on a website, things like that, you know, did you have any other questions or concerns or anything that I can probably answer for you while you have me on the phone too?
So what we're doing, I'm paying the $264 a month, correct? That's what we said?
Oh, actually cheaper than that. $249.
Okay, $249 a month. Mm-hmm. And then what that gives me is you guys start working to boost my ad to the front of Google and the other search engines. So if somebody looks up interior designers or any of those keywords, then my company would effectively pop up with all the correct information, link to my website, blah, 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 right?
Exactly. Yep.
All right.
And then, you don't, oh, go ahead.
Sorry. Go ahead. And in addition to that, uh-huh. What are the other things that I'm getting? Because that's the part where I kind of was starting to lose you yesterday. Like, I just wasn't paying attention really well.
You're fine. No offense to any either. You know, you're busy, and I want to respect your time, too. All right, so, yes, any keywords, phrases, that will pop you up on that first page, regardless if they know your business name or not. Now, we get you off to 60 different directories as well. Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Chambers of Commerce, Yellow Pages. I'm literally just naming out a few off the top of my head, but you get to own all 60 of these directories. This is all inclusive for everything.
Okay.
I'm not trying to upsell you on nothing, okay?
Okay.
Now, the customers themselves, they're going to call you directly. So there's no middleman you have to worry about. Yeah. And we're not going to work with anyone else who does what you do in the area, period. So I have it as service area from about 50 miles out. So within that 50-mile radius, you know that we're not going to be working with other competitors because then they're just spreading leads at that point, right? So we don't want that.
Right.
Got it. Yeah. Now, far as website, I know you're working on a website, right, on this one here, but I have
one that somebody did for me that it hasn't gone live yet. I haven't even looked at it, so I don't even know. I didn't spend any time with them, so it remains to be seen if it's something I even actually want to launch, but I do have some investment with them, and I think that I have the right to go in and make changes because I never did that in the beginning.
Right, okay.
I hope I do have that option at this point. I just, like I said, I haven't had time, and my current website honestly functions just fine, and nobody ever looks at websites anymore anyway. So, I mean, barely.
Don't make fun of me. I'm very visual. So when it comes to me, like, I'm an oddball. Like, I have to look at some picture or something, you know?
They might quickly click through it. You know, they want more pictures and less content, you know.
True.
So in terms of, you know, they don't really want to read a whole bunch. They want to look at pictures and kind of make their decision. So, you know, I do know that. But, you know, it also has to be, you know, accessible on people's phones, so it needs to translate from one format to the other very easily.
Exactly.
So I know that's very important. So I don't even know how it functions. I haven't, like I said, spent 5 minutes looking at it. I'm
going to
assume it's probably awful, so I don't know.
Honestly, I'm looking at it right now. I mean,
that's not the right one.
Oh, really?
That's my original one. So that one, as I'm saying, it's fine. I just wanted something. I wanted to redo it because I wanted something that was a little cleaner and, like, again, more image-based and less content-based and not so artsy. Like, my friend was very artistic in her way she put that together, and I think it just kind of loses something in translation for me.
Right.
Like,
I
just like really clean, modern, simple aesthetic. So, again,
I'm very honest, so sometimes it bites me in the butt, but I'd rather be honest than, like, sugarcoat anything. So that's what I was going to say. I was like, I just don't feel like it brings your when I'm talking to you, it just doesn't bring the personality out, so to speak, you know, so on this old website here. But, hey, listen, if you already have people working on it, great. What we'll do is make sure once you have that up and running, give us that link so that way we can go ahead and make sure that's easily found too. We want the traffic to go
now,
to you and you only.
Right. And now if I open this thing up with them, now what other services do you offer? Is it something that's an upcharge if I wanted you to go in and tweak my website or add additional content to it? How does that play into what you guys do?
Well, actually, I'm still not even done with the things that it comes inclusive for your package. So,
okay.
So yes,
well,
we can help.
You talk. I'll let you tell me what you're going to give me before I interrupt. So.
No, you're fine. All right. So far as helping with the website, yes, we have an account management team that will back you up Monday through Friday. So they're never going to take – I don't want to give it the wrong idea. We never take over your website. That's your website. So if you need help managing it, we're there for you. If you want to put pictures,
okay,
testimonials, stuff like that, we got you. Okay. Now,
okay,
what also this includes is Facebook ads as well too. So I'm not sure if you had a Facebook business page, but if you don't, hear me on this because it truly does work magic. I've been doing this for a while now, and I'm telling you the conversion rates are higher than even Google ads themselves. Okay. So
okay,
how this Facebook works is same scenario. I'm on Google. I type in, I don't know, interior design nearby, right? I see your website. I see all the work. I love it. I just don't need that at the exact moment. If I go on my Facebook, your ads will be popping up on my feed with a click to call even as well too. So it's incredible marketing how that part works. So that's all inclusive for you as well too. Now, the last thing that this includes is a tracking system. So you can see live where the customers are calling from, what keywords are being searched to find you, and what's not working. That way you can modify it at any time. Or, again, you can let our techs know to go in and modify it for you.
Okay.
Yep. So there you go. That's all of it.
Okay. Okay. And then you said it takes about 2 months to start seeing some traction or to see hold on. I can't find my navigation thing. Hold on.
You're okay.
To see how it's going to start benefiting or playing out. Is that correct?
Right. Yeah. I'm gonna go with an average of the 30 to 45 day marker. But like I said, it could be quicker for you. It just depends on how much things you want to add, things you want to change out, stuff like that. I believe you have here. Let me double check on something, because if this is the case, then it'd be even quicker. But I never tell something I don't know. All right, so hope you don't mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, 2 months is not unreasonable for me to see. Like,
okay,
I understand it takes a minute to clean up the information. I probably, you know, you got to put in all the keywords. You have to give it, you know, time to refresh itself in the Google system. I get all that. I'm not asking for anything faster than that, really. I just kind of wanted an idea, because I told you I would commit to a year.
Yeah.
I mean, like, after 6 months, if it's, like, literally not doing anything, then I'm probably going to reexamine it. But
Of course. Yeah. I was going to say, I'm like, don't – I would even tell you don't do that. So I'm on the same page with you. I'm not the normal sales guy you talk to, probably. So if that's the case, then, yes, we're definitely going to meet your expectations and probably exceed that. So that we can do.
Okay. All right.
So in order to speed the process up to get this up and rolling, we'll go over very few things here. It takes, I'm going to tell you, like 12 minutes to be exact. What we'll do is go over the magic. I want to make sure I have everything consistent, because everything is going to be out there, okay? Except for your personal information, obviously. So, Julie, do I spell it correctly here? J-U-L-I-E?
Yes.
Okay. And how do you spell your last name?
H-A- R D R I D G E.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you. And then what is the best email we could send an invoice and also second form of contact? We always want to be able to reach you.
J Hardridge at architecture, architecture group.com.
Group.com. Okay, got it. And then is this the best phone number to reach you on, or is there a different number you like? This is for us to contact you. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, this is my number. Yep.
Now, we do ask for a tech call, so that way everything we go over today, I'm going to send it to them today so they get started on it. That way they're not starting from scratch when they do talk to you. We ask for an hour window. That doesn't mean it's going to take a full hour. It just means that we need that hour window to give you a call within that time frame. You don't even have to be in front of your computer for this, okay?
Okay.
Do you have time available tomorrow for that call?
I'm not sure. How about Tuesday?
Next Tuesday? Okay, let me double check. Oh, yeah, we got wide open Tuesday. What works better for you, like more of like early or in the morning or evening?
Let's do 11 o'clock on Tuesday.
11 o'clock on Tuesday. Okay, give me 1 second. So they are running off PST time. Now, I'm on East Coast time with you, but so it's going to be 3 hours before that time on their time schedule, okay? So if it's 11 o'clock for you, it's going to be 8 a.m. for them, okay?
Well, do you want me to do it later? I mean, I can.
No, you're fine. That's perfect. We open at 7 a.m. Yeah. Right. Don't worry.
Thank you.
All right. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and send you an invite to that email there. And I'm going to try to call in with them to introduce you guys. If for any reason I get too busy or anything like that, I do apologize ahead of time, but they still will give you a call, okay? So I don't want you thinking that I'm going to call. No. All right. And then Julie, bow. There we go. Are you still driving at the moment?
I am.
Okay. So I just sent you the invite. Don't do anything just yet. I want to make sure you're safe driving. All right. And then the business information. I want to make sure I have this right. So business name, I have Architecture, Inc. Is there a dot at the end?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then the address for that is 31 Hill Road. And zip
no,
code.
No, I've
moved. Oh, okay. Yep. What do you got?
181. Mm-hmm. Main Street.
Okay.
Ridgefield, RIDGEFIELD, Connecticut, 06877.
Oh, 77. Got it. Okay. Okay, give me 1 second. I think automatically updated, populated differently for me, so... I don't know why I did that.
Yeah, it's about 15 minutes away from where I used to live. Not too far.
Oh, really? Okay. There you go. We're about to be moving ourselves over here, and it's like literally like 5-10 minutes down the road. So I like where I live.
Yeah.
Okay. Bada bing, bada boom. Okay, that's there. So the next part here is going to go over the bare essential stuff, okay? So... Again, I just want to make sure they're not starting from scratch. So, Julie, far as your hours of operations, we'll start with that first. What would you like to be found for? Monday through Friday, or?
Yeah, Monday through Friday,
okay.
9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
To 5 p.m., got it. And then would you like the customers to call you, text you, email, or all three, or what would you like?
Call or email. I'm always... skeptical of people who text.
Same. I'm on the same page with that.
I get stuff from Yelp all the time, these weird texts from Yelp where they want you to send them your email. I'm like, yeah, this is phishing. I don't know. I don't like it because I feel like I don't want to open that box because I feel like I would never text somebody because I wanted to do work with them. I would call or email them. It just seems weird to me.
Yeah, I'm a little old school on this. My wife, she's more of the...
Why do you think it's unsavory?
Yeah, okay.
Once you've made contact with somebody, it's fine, but I just get suspicious when I get texts about... Like, if somebody's never reached out to you, they don't... I've just never had it happen where it's actually been a real person, so I don't like it.
No, that's not... That's kind of scary in that sense, then. All right. And then you want them to contact that number, though, the 3545?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
That's my number.
Okay, cool. Just making sure. All right. And then far as the services you like to be found for as well that you offer, you don't have to name all out. I just want to make sure they have something to start with today. That way, again, they're not starting from scratch with you. Interior design, obviously, right?
Yeah.
All right. Name a few out here. I'm going to start typing away a little bit for you.
Okay, so interior design, remodeling. Project management. not really. Yeah, you can put that there.
Yeah.
Renovation.
Okay.
Renovation. Kits. You can do kitchen, bathrooms. Kitchen, bathroom remodeling. Interiors. Decorating.
Oh, decorating. Okay.
Word.
That's a good word. Yeah.
I'm trying to see if there's anything else. What's the word I'm looking for? Color specialist.
Okay.
I don't know if that's like a. I'm just trying to throw out words.
No, that's excellent. I'm learning myself as I'm doing this too.
You could put lighting.
Lighting. Okay.
Furnishing. I don't know. These are keywords, right? That we're putting in.
Yes, yes. These are services. That, so if they type in these words, you're going to be found for. So, furnishing.
Okay.
I'll do this. I'll put in parentheses here. Please advise customer may want to add more. So that way you have some time to go over that as well too. I know I caught you on the spot on this one, but I want to make sure you have it all too.
Yeah, I think that's a lot. I mean, I'm sure there's other keywords that would be. I would need to look up what good keywords are to use. Even I don't even know.
All right. Well, they actually might have an algorithm that's set for you as well, too, so it gives you some recommendations as well. So don't be afraid to ask
them.
Okay. Yeah. But okay. I just put in that you may want to add more so that way they can bring it up to you, okay? And I'm going to put a reminder for them because yours is on the 13th. Man, where did this year go? I'm just like, it blows me away.
Oh, my God, I know.
Seriously.
This month, I thought I had all this time to get ready for, like, Christmas and stuff, and I'm literally running out of time.
Oh my God!
I have not bought a Christmas present for my children. Like, I haven't done anything.
Stop! Oh my gosh!
Still trying to put lights on the Christmas tree because we ran out.
You're gonna be like that movie Jingle All the Way, you know, with Sinbad and Arnold Schwarzenegger there.
This is like welcome to my life. Yeah. And you're wondering why I can't get this phone call done.
No, you're good. Oh my gosh. All right, and Julie, we're almost done with this part here. Now, do you have – I just wanted to make sure. Do you have your own Facebook business page at the current moment, though, or no?
Okay, so long story, yes, but no. So I got my Facebook hacked about 2 years ago, and I was never able to get it back. So I just started a new Facebook, so I never did another business page attached. In fact, I had my Instagram attached to it and everything because that was like, you know, your Facebook is your – the nightmare. Anyways,
okay.
So I can't actually, you know, so.
Okay.
Yes.
This is, all right, I got you.
One, but I don't think it works anymore.
Okay, so in that
case.
So
I probably need a new one.
Right, yeah. So the only requirement for us to build you a Facebook business page part, you do have to have a personal. Now, we don't look at anything of the sort, but they do, it is a requirement. So if you make a brand new one, does however you want. Oh, you do? Okay, cool.
Yeah, I have a brand new one. I just, you know, my old business page, I can't, it's still there, I guess, but I don't manage, I could never get the thing back, so.
Okay. No worries. We're going to take care of you, okay? I'm going to, because I know you're driving everything, so I'm going to say that you'll be able to get that URL, because they're going to ask for the URL part, okay? At the time of your tech call, okay? Now, how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you do cash, check, Venmo, PayPal, or anything like Zelle or anything like that?
Cash, check, ACH, credit cards, but they have to pay the percent or the
yeah, the extra fee. Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah.
do you do like Zelle by any chance or Cash App or anything like that? Okay.
Venmo. I could do Venmo. I'm getting to my location though, and I am late, so I'm gonna have to cut you off.
Oh, okay. We're done here. The only thing is we need to do right when you need to do the payment for you. I'm leaving here too. Do you have 5 more minutes here?
No, I am literally 10 minutes late, and I'm just pulling in the driveway. Can you call me back first thing in the morning, and I'll do it?
Yeah, it's fine. You've been so kind. I appreciate you. We'll make this happen tomorrow, okay?
Just call me back in the morning. If I miss you for some reason, just call me back, and I'll make sure to take care of it in the morning.
Okay, sounds good. You have to be safe, okay? Right. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, all right. All right. Bye.